Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I am in Romans chapter 13 this morning, and I'm reading from verse 8, which says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." And this verse has been translated variously, understood, interpreted variously. But when you look at it in the context of what is being shared here and our responsibility to the government, that we are to obey those in authority over us, it seems to me that it's pretty clear what it's dealing with here. And that is, don't get yourself so entangled in these relationships that you end up doing the bidding of somebody else rather than thinking for yourself, rather than doing what's right. For it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another." That's a whole different way of thinking in regard to how we are to operate our relationships. You know, some people, they get themselves constantly into these relationships that they feel like they owe them and they have to do everything that they say to do. Or they get over this and this political group starts pulling them in. They get sucked into this political way of thinking, and so they expect you to do what they say to do. And then when somebody comes along that doesn't do that, what do? They go nuts. They go crazy. What do we see in Washington today? It's exactly that. It's this thing, "You owe me." That's all it's about. "You owe me." Well, how did I owe you? Well, I did this for you, so you do this for me. People get themselves in that situation too often. And God in His Word says, listen, owe no man anything. Don't get in that situation where you owe somebody something because you don't know what they're going to ask you to do. You have a more important relationship that you need to worry about. Who do you owe? God Almighty. I owe Him everything. I owe Him because He first loved me. I owe Him because His grace is sufficient for me. I owe Him everything. And so what do? I get myself involved in all these relationships down here, and my relationship with God suffers because I've got somebody else who's got their thumb on me telling me what I need to do, this, that, and the other, and they're not following necessarily what the Bible says to do. That's why I said, don't put yourself in that situation. Owe no man anything, but what are we to do? Love one another. Isn't it amazing that oftentimes in those kind of relationships where we get under the domination of somebody, it's because what happens is that relationship starts reflecting, say, I don't like those people over there. I don't like this one over here. I don't like this. I don't like that. When the Bible says we're to love one another. But for he that loveth another hath fulfilled what? The law. We emphasized this in our class over the past 2 weeks, that the pillar of the law is that we are to love God supremely and we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. I said, that's quite a standard, is it not? We're to love God supremely and we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. And these are the two pillars of the law. So if I'm loving my neighbor as myself, I'm fulfilling the law. If I love God with all my heart, I'm doing that, but I don't put myself in a situation where I owe somebody something of a non-tangible fashion. Not necessarily money we're talking about here. We're talking about they feel like you owe me something, and I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to go do it because you owe me because I did something like that. That is a wrong operational pattern for the child of God. And that's why in this passage that deals with being subject to higher powers, in chapter 13, those that are in authority over us, we are careful that with those powers, we don't get ourselves into relationships that will put us crosswise with the relationship, and that's Jesus Christ. God, help us to keep that in our hearts and minds as we live our lives every day here upon this earth.